The Lord be with you. I hope this finds you well. And on this Sunday, as you know by now, I'm sure, we will be gathering in the church car park at 11 a.m. Please do get your coffee from the roast office. You will get 10% off if you say church coffee while you order. But it would be great to see you. And as we meet in the car park over the next number of weeks, as we see how things go, it would be really good to be able to physically gather, even though we have been being church with one another over these last number of months. But let's just quieten our hearts before we pray together our collect for purity. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord. Amen. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from our sins, to intercede for us in heaven, and to bring us to eternal life. Let us then confess our sins in penitence and faith, firmly resolved to keep God's commandments and to live in love and peace. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we have sinned in thought and word and deed, and in what we have left undone. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ. Have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may walk in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on us. Pardon and deliver us from all our sins. Confirm and strengthen us in all goodness, and keep us in eternal life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And our collect for this morning, the fourth Sunday after Trinity. O God, the protector of all who trust in you, without whom nothing is strong, nothing is holy, increase and multiply upon us your mercy, that with you as our ruler and guide, we may so pass through things temporal, that we finally loose not the things eternal. Grant this, Heavenly Father, for Jesus Christ's sake, our Lord. Amen. Our first reading this morning is Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Hear the gospel of our Savior Christ, according to Matthew chapter 11, beginning at verse 16. Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ. But to what will I compare this generation? It is like children sitting in the marketplaces and calling to one another. We played the flute for you, and you did not dance. We wailed, and you did not mourn. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say he is a demon. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, look, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. Yet wisdom is vindicated by her deeds. At that time Jesus said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent and revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father. and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for your word. We pray it brings wisdom, encouragement, and challenge to our hearts this day. In Jesus' name, amen. Over these next couple of months, we will be looking at prayer. And there has been a book that has been doing the rounds. Norman Smith has been passing this out to a few different people. A book by Rachel Jones, Five Things to Pray in a Global Crisis. Prayers that change things in times of trouble. We also have from Ruth Gives, Calm for the Soul, which again has been readings and prayers for us to focus and to help our hearts. I guess the question, when we have these thoughts of prayer, and as we've been looking over these last number of months with our communion services, our prayer services, our visual services, our devotionals, why do we tune in? That's for comfort, I would think. For us to feel that we are not vulnerable, that we are not alone, that God is with us. And we see very much that in Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall lack nothing. God is our shepherd. Jesus, as we know, all that he has done for us, to provide for us, to meet our needs, not just physically, but spiritually, emotionally, socially. And as we see in verse 3, he refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. The guidance that we experience through God, we know because when we focus on him, as I was saying, I think last week, about the voices that we can hear, knowing where and what and how God speaks to us, we need that time of silence to know the voice of God within all the other voices that we have. In this time where there has been such anxiety and we are not seeing that let up in media, in different news stories, anxiousness is all around us. In Psalm 23, we see this idea of, even though we walk through the valley of the darkest night, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. When we have those fears, seek out God's calming presence. Know his voice. Take one day at a time. When we think about what Jesus says, even in Matthew 6:34, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. I think that could be quite true for what we've experienced over these last number of months. It is about seeking out God's presence and his peace, and in that help that we receive one day at a time. The beauty of when we come to the presence of God, the beauty of when we know the voice of God, is that we know we are part of his family. None of us want to be alone. I encourage you to bring that encouragement to those that you can connect with, whether you get to see people now or through phone call, text message, WhatsApp, email, whatever it is in how you connect. Encourage people that they are not alone. And know in this that you are not alone. Your Father loves you. Jesus is with you. And Holy Spirit guides you. Amen. Let us affirm our faith in the Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made, for us and for our salvation. He came down from heaven, was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us pray. Bless and strengthen the Church to which the mystery of faith has been revealed. Grant that she may speak the words of comfort to all people, to meet their diversity without losing the integrity of truth. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Come with healing into the discontent of the world, to take away the suspicion that separates people and sets them against one another. Teach those who think themselves wise in this world to trust the wisdom of the simple. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Make us more gentle and humble in our dealings with others. Give us insight to see the burdens that may in our community are bearing, and generosity to bring relief. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Have mercy on those who are bowed down under the heavy loads, wearied by poverty and hunger, by sickness or by the weight of unresolved sin. Bring them to your side. Find comfort and assurance in your love. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And we thank you for those who have departed from us, who have laid down their burdens and found eternal rest. We give thanks that to them all mysteries have been revealed and the fullness of the divine love made known. Merciful Father, accept these our prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. Christ is our peace. He has reconciled us to God in one body by the cross, and we meet in his name and share his peace. And may the peace of the Lord be always with you. As we come to this time of communion, please do have either bread or a cracker or a biscuit or wine or juice or water, whatever it is, for you to partake in the fellowship of what God has for us. So how can I repay the Lord for all the benefits he has given to me? I will lift up the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will fulfill my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people. Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us celebrate the feast. And we will pray prayer 3. The Lord is here. His Spirit is with us. Lift up your hearts. We lift them to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give our thanks and praise. Father, Lord of all creation, we praise you for your goodness and your love. When we turned away, you did not reject us. You came to meet us in your Son. welcomed us as your children, and prepared a table where we might feast with you. In Christ you shared our life that we might live in him and he in us. He opened wide his arms upon the cross, and with love stronger than death, he made the perfect sacrifice for sin. Lord Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, on the night before you died, you came to table with your friends. Taking bread, you gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Lord Jesus, we bless you. You are the bread of life. At the end of supper, you took the cup of wine, gave thanks, and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for all for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me." Lord Jesus, we bless you. You are the true vine. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Dying, you destroyed our death. Rising, you restored our life. Lord Jesus, come in glory. Holy Spirit, giver of life, come upon us now. May this bread and wine be to us the body and blood of our Savior Jesus Christ. As we eat and drink these holy gifts, make us who know our need of grace, one in Christ, our risen Lord. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, blessed Trinity, with your whole church throughout the world, we offer you this sacrifice of thanks and praise, and lift our voice to join the song of heaven, forever praising you and saying, "Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest." Thanks be to you, our God, for your gift beyond words. Amen, amen, amen. And as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. The bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ. We being many are one body, for we all share in the one bread. So draw near with faith, receive the body of our Lord Jesus Christ which he gave for you, and his blood which he shed for you. Remember that he died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. The body of Christ, given for you. And the blood of Christ, shed for you. Eternal God, comfort of the afflicted and healer of the broken, you have fed us at the table of life and hope. Teach us the ways of gentleness and peace, that all the world may acknowledge the kingdom of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him we offer you our souls and bodies to be a living sacrifice. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. Amen. And may you continue to know the voice of God. May you know the comfort of the words of Psalm 23. May you know that Jesus is your shepherd, as he brings comfort, as he guides, as he connects. And may you know the voice of Holy Spirit. May you know Holy Spirit's leading, Holy Spirit's comfort, and the peace which comes from God the Father. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.